We are currently in Piazza Matteotti, also called Piazza dell'Isola. We're looking at Palazzo Chiericati, another palace designed by Andrea Palladio, which is now the local museum. In the past, two rivers, the Bacchiglione and the Retrone, converged at this point, forming an island. Palazzo Chiericati welcomed those who arrived from Padua and Venice by boat. Looking to the right of the palace is the district called Barche. Its name comes from the barche, meaning boats, that used to dock here. The palace provides an example of how Palladio viewed classical ideals, but also how he was able to incorporate practicality into his works. His classicism is portrayed mainly in the use of columns and trabeations, the horizontal elements separating one level from the other, as well as the use of marble decorative ox skulls, which used to be found on Roman monuments, all of which featured both oxen and other animals decorated with festoons. We will also see them in the Basilica Palladiana. The portico underneath the colonnade also provides a practical and classical element, because it was offering protection from the rain to people passing by or arriving by boat. The columns are all made up of brick covered in plaster, a practical and cheaper building method. Andrea Palladio made careful economic considerations with his designs. In this case, it was much easier to repair a column built from brick than one made out of stone. The palace, like many other works, was completed after Palladio had died. During his life, he saw only the portion corresponding to the first three columns on the left completed, which is also the only part of the interior that was frescoed. In 1800, Miglioranza, another architect, completed the facade, adding the statues that we see on the roof of the building. If you have time, we suggest that you visit the inside.